Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to the Angel Scoop. And this is Coach Angel Michelle. And tonight is really cool because this evening we're having a real short, quick show. And the intention and message of the show is the angel relief. So let's get started. As I said, my name is Coach Angel Michelle. I have studied under Doreen Virtue as an angel therapy practitioner, and I am gifted as an intuitive to give readings. And in the recent past, in the last couple of years, I've actually turned it into a coaching practice as well, because I find that the angelic realm helps me to tune into your energy field so that I can help you to have a release. So here's how it works. What I'd like to offer all of you, and as I said, it's a very short radio show, but it's going to be really potent. And here's what we're going to do. So the practice that I work with is called the subconscious release technique. And what that means is that you're going to be able to release subconscious programs and blocks that have been preventing you from manifesting whatever it is in your life. So it's an instant shift. I'm not into, you know, let's make this long term, let's do this over a month, you know, let's just go for it. And that's why I do this, is because it's a quick, efficient way to release programs from your subconscious mind that you're not even aware of, that perhaps may prevent you from manifesting your best life. Yay! So here's what I'm thinking. I would like to offer anybody that came in as a listener, if they would like to have an angel release, which is really cool, because what I'm going to do is pull a card for you, and then I'm going to do a release for you. So let's open up the lines. If you're interested in having a release, ooh, a card just popped out. That must be for you, whoever you are. Just star six yourself and see if you can come on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Is this 954?
Yes, it is.
Welcome to the Angel Scoop.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yay. And tell us your name and where you're from.
My name is Brunette.
Your first name.
And
you don't have to tell it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Welcome, Brunette.
Yes. And I am calling from Deerfield Beach, Florida.
Ooh. Nice. That sounds pretty. Is it the ocean?
Yes. I'm literally 5 minutes away. My favorite place in the world.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Wow,
I actually
pulled two cards. Yes, I bet it is. Anything in Florida has got to be gorgeous at the ocean. I am so excited that you called in. Okay, so here's the thing. I actually flipped out your angels did. They flipped out a couple cards for you, and then we'll do a release around it. And do you understand when I was talking about what a release is? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And, you know, it's something that I believe in as well, so it definitely resonates with me.
Awesome. Yeah, I think it pretty much resonates with everybody, whether they know it or not, if you know what I'm saying. And, woo, these cards are flipping out for you, sister. You must be in a good vibration. I got all these cards like flying out of the deck. What?
Good. The angels have a lot to tell me, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Isn't that awesome?
Yes,
okay, so super excited for you. So the first card that came through was from Archangel Michael. And oh my goodness, the message for you is a time of positive change. A situation suddenly moves forward. Fortune is on your side. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does. Oh my goodness. It's just confirmation of where I am at right now. That is so awesome.
Can you give us a little, like, just a little quickie, like, why that sounds like it resonates with you?
Yes. So, I was kind of coming out of a funk, right? Like, earlier this year, kind of coming out of the funk,
yeah.
And then I kind of felt like I plateaued. And then I got let go from my job on April 21st, which was exactly 2 months ago last week. Within those 2 months, I have found my dream job, and I just bought a new car, and I'm also moving into a new awesome place, all within the last 60 days. Like, that is so awesome. So if all that has happened in the last 60 days and good fortune is coming and more things are coming, I'm so excited about what's coming.
Wow. I never like to say wow. I really would rather say of course. And you know what? You know, really, congratulations, because that's what it's all about. Wow. Do you touch into your angels every now and again?
I do. I have maybe for the last, I want to say 30 days or so, I have an angel card deck. So I pull a card every morning, and if I find myself stuck and I need comfort, I'll, you know, get into a meditative state. Sometimes I'll pull a card and I'll just listen, or I'll just, you know, ask them to let me feel them so I can feel, you know, their love. I can know that they're there and that I'm not alone. And that has helped me a lot in the last kind of 25, 30 days. And it's something that just came to me intuitively, because I feel like when we know that, you know, a higher power, whether it be our angels or God or our spirit guides are with us and they've got our back, like, is we could, for me anyways, I just show up more. I'm more confident. I'm like, I got a whole team of angels behind me. Anything is possible, you know?
Oh my gosh, you're so right on. That's super spot on. Whoa. Whew. I love it. And I love, and yeah, yay for you. And I feel like that your intention helps for your manifestation. And what I wanted to share with you is that you said you like that you asked to feel them. You asked for guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want, and that's the key to the whole lock. Like, you have to ask, or you have to really connect to be open to receive. Otherwise, nothing's going to happen to anybody. And I just want to say yay for you, Brynette, that you actually did that. I have one other card for you.
Okay.
Yeah, remember the cards were flipping out of the deck? Just for you. So this card is the Lovers, and the message is from Archangel. The message is from Archangel Raphael, and the message is intimate relationships, carefully weigh your decisions, good health. So let me look a little deeper.
Please do.
Right? I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Invite it forward. This card signifies that a special relationship is on your mind. It may be romantic in nature, or it may be an intimate platonic friendship. Communication is the key right now, and it's important to develop trust within the relationship. You can safely share your feelings with someone close to you. It's also time to make an important decision about your life. The conclusions you reach now greatly influence your future, so it's important to weigh your options carefully. Make sure your choices are thoroughly considered and that you're able to act upon them. And Archangel Raphael, in addition to being the angel of health and traveling, is the patron of soulmates. Raphael can help with significant, let's just go over that one more time. Archangel Raphael, in addition to being the angel of health and traveling, is the patron of soulmates. Raphael can help with significant relationships, including those of romance, friendship, business, and family. He can also help you manifest the soulmate partnership of your dream. Wow.
Wow.
Does that resonate with you, Brynette?
What deck? Yes, what deck are you reading?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Like,
yeah. What did you just say? I'm sorry.
No,
oh,
I was just
well,
saying,
both
like,
of them,
all
yes.
of that resonated with me. Everything you just read is like, this is my night. I'm so happy I called in.
Yes. So the card that I just read for you, or both cards, are from the Doreen Virtue Angel Tarot card deck, and it happens to be my favorite deck. And these cards are purple and pretty. And
okay.
You like hit the jackpot on, I mean, if I were getting a reading, I'd want those cards too.
So it was the Lover's card, and then what was the other one?
The other one was the Wheel, and that was Archangel
okay.
Michael. That was the one about positive change a situation suddenly and moves forward, and fortune is on your side. So and it's fantastic. The question I want to ask you, I want you to dig a little bit because you sound like you're spiritual. And in order to really move forward with both of these amazing cards, the question to you is where, and you can think about it for a second or two or three, to feel like, check in with yourself and feel like where is there some resistance in those couple areas?
Okay. Good question, and it's a perfect question.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that is what I was working on last night. I was reading this book called Ask and It Is Given, and I kept coming across passages that helped you connect with where you were creating resistance. And so as far as good fortune, right, I've been blessed in my life to have, you know, periods where I've had lots of money, you know, just flowing, and then, you know, got to a point where I was like flat broke. And I found myself in thinking about, you know, some of the things that I was coming from a place of lack, right? Thinking like, oh my goodness, how am I going to pay for this? So I would say I'm finding resistance and questioning the powers of the universe. And I know that, you know, God and my angels have my back, but occasionally I question it. Like, how is it going to work? Instead of just trusting that, yes, it is working. It's already working. The evidence is showing up already, you know? So
right.
That is one thing. Another thing is, I guess this would be that, you know, have you ever heard of, there's a song called The Bag Lady, and it's about this lady who carries the baggage of, you know, hurt and pain from her past, and she's carrying so much that she can't freely flow through life.
Okay.
There's a song about it. But anyway.
Oh, you know what? I'm just saying that the show's going to end pretty soon, but I just want to say something really quick for you, Brynette. And I can't wait to talk to you in the future. The message for you is never doubt or question your abundance, because as soon as you do, you sabotage it, and I bet you already know that. And then when, you know, doubt will sink a ship, doubt and fear. Never, of course, don't question it. Just accept it. And don't even think, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Or you need to just put your head down and keep pushing forward. And you are an amazing, amazing person.
So are you. Thank you. You rock.
Yay.
How can I find you?
Oh, thank you for asking. I would just suggest that you go to my Facebook page. And I'm Michelle Renee, and my last name, Hyken, Hyken, and just message me, and I'd be happy to do whatever I can to help.
Perfect. Yeah, I want to definitely follow you. So how do I find out the next time you're going to be on?
Keep posted. Watch the blog talk.
Okay. All right, gotcha.
Gotcha.
Well, it was wonderful connecting with you, Michelle.
Thank you.